My name is Catherine Bliss, and I direct the Project on Global Water Policy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C. I am here today with Mr. Moussa Seck, Program Coordinator for Community-Led Total Sanitation Initiatives in Southern Senegal in West Africa. He's here today to talk about some of the work that the program that he leads has been carrying out in several different regions of the country. Moussa, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Catherine.
First, I wanted to start by asking you to tell us a bit about the sanitation challenges in Senegal. What are some of the biggest problems or challenges, and in what parts of the country are they most acute?
Thank you, Catherine, for inviting me. And it's a very important, very interesting question. In Senegal today, we have a big issue in terms of rate access on sanitation in rural and urban areas. In the rate today is 28% in the rural areas who have access to sanitation facilities, and the targeted percentage of people who must reach have this. Sanitation access is targeted about 62% by 2015. You see that it is a big gap between 2012 and 2015. We have 3 years left, and we are 28% who have access to improved sanitation facility. Then you know that there's a big issue there. And the three of the region in which we are working in Senegal, Casamance, Kolda, Sédhiou, and Kolda, Diguinchor, they have the most lower access for sanitation in Senegal. It justifies where the USAID PEPAM is working there.
Can you say a little bit about the nature of your project? This is called Community-Led Total Sanitation, or CLTS. What is community-led total sanitation, and why is it important to carry out initiatives around awareness raising and behavior change at the community level?
I think it is something important. It's a new strategy that is being developed by the USAID PEPAM project, because we started with, as you know, the subsidized approach, where people have to participate financially to have these sanitation facilities. And it was the national strategy in Senegal. And the reason why we use this CLTS, we have, as experience, we notice in Senegal, in areas where the subsidized approach were being implemented, there is a lack of results about hygiene promotion. There are facilities of sanitation, but we see that people don't use them very well. Then the CLTS approach came to kind of correct this thing, making people in the forefront of the activities of hygiene promotion in order for them to face themselves and create strategy to fight against this situation and bring solution in order, in terms of sustainability for hygiene promotion. I think the CLTS approach is somewhat a little different with the subsidized in terms of hygiene promotion.
So this is a way to engage the larger community in an effort to end open defecation.
Yes, the main objective of CLTS is ending open air defecation. But by doing this, we are kind of guiding oriented people to take action in terms of latrine building, hand washing system, and some kind of behavioral change related to hygiene. But the main, as you said, the main objective of the CLTS is ending open defecation.
You've mentioned the USAID PEPAM project a few times. Could you just say a little bit about the initiative, how it got started, and who some of the different partners are?
Okay, the initiative started in 2012. The program started in 2009 with the subsidized approach. But in 2009, the USAID has advised RTI to integrate this approach, this CLTS approach. And the partners of this program is the water program, which is financed by the USAID and the Coca-Cola. And these are the partners. And RTI is running the project on the fields. And we are working with local NGOs in this region of Senegal.
Thank you. So how have the communities responded over the past, year and a half or so to the CLTS activities? And has the sanitation situation in the areas where you are working significantly changed?
Thank you. I think they responded very powerfully. We have started this project in 42 villages, and all of these villages have reached what we call this ODF status. It means that open air defecation is no longer practiced in these villages. And in every household you took in these villages, they have a latrine equipped with hand washing system. That means that in terms of construction, they are doing their best to have improved latrine, but they also respecting this hygiene promotion activities related to hand washing and something like that. That's a powerful success we had in these villages. And then it somehow changed the sanitation in the southern region, because we see that many other donors are now interested in this CLTS approach. And even in the subsidized side where the program is running this strategy, people in this village are very open now to implement this CLTS approach. And in terms of sustainability also, we have noticed that these villages who have reached the ODF status are very, very committed to keep this situation go along. And we're going to see in 2-3 years what it will give. But we have this feeling that this population, the CLTS village, may keep this situation.
And have the communities noticed health improvements, reduced rates of diarrheal disease, or improved child health?
Yes. What we have noticed, discussing with health posts or what we call the Casa de Santé in the village level or health post in the rural community level, this guy told us what they have noticed in this village, CLTS villages, that the rate of diseases linked to diarrheal or linked to lack of sanitation has really decreased in these villages. And it is a real impact of the project. And for people also, when you discuss with them, they said that their kids are no longer sick because they wash their hands when they come out. They have this behavior that they themselves follow. Kids in these villages are taken as the natural leaders also, because they have the rule of following if adult person are washing their hands when they come out the latrines, after using the latrines. And what we could say is that there is a kind of decreasing of diseases related to this situation, sanitation situation in these villages.
And finally, what lessons do you think the Senegal community-led total sanitation experience, you know, over the past couple of years, you know, might suggest for other countries or communities seeking to enhance sanitation coverage and use?
I think CLTS, the pure CLTS, must be something integrated with other activities, like what we have doing in our villages. When the village reaches the ODF status, we do a kind of incentive by rewarding this village and giving them a water point that they could install in the village as in order to help them have access to safe water. And the organization that people, this beneficiary, have around this water point helps sustain these wash activities. And I think other countries, other regions, may not limit themselves in the pure CLTS approach. They can open it to other strategies like, as I said, potable water or nutrition or many other activities, because CLTS have bring a new kind of thinking in this, the villages. They are more committed now in issues related to diseases, health, and water and sanitation.
Well, thank you very much. Again, this is Catherine Bliss at CSIS, and I have been speaking with Mr. Musa Sek, Program Coordinator of Community-Led Total Sanitation Activities in Senegal. Musa, thank you very much for taking the time to talk about your work on CLTS with me, and good luck with your future endeavors.
Thank you, Catherine. Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to exchange about our experience in Senegal, and I think that we are going to do our best in this program to try to convince decision makers about the importance of CLTS in WASH sector. Thank you.
Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.